Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Sky Shabalala, you need to help us out. There are some people out there, they walk among us, who can't in all good conscience watch or partake or support this World Cup.
Yes.
But they do love soccer.
Yes,
so
sir.
They like to know, without supporting it, they like to know, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, and I'm one of those peeps. You know, until yesterday when Netherlands played Senegal, I was like, okay, this World Cup is here. Before that, it was very edgy and very awkward.
Yeah.
But then first African country, first big match, put a jury on the comms. I'm like, yes, we are here now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, some of the things that happened on day two. Before the matches yesterday, we found out that seven countries choked because they decided not to wear the One Love armband. It's an armband, it's a heart, and in the heart it's rainbow colors.
An armband.
Exactly.
So hate the rainbow.
They were threatened by FIFA with sanctions.
And who do you think threatened FIFA? I'm just wondering.
Qatar. No, we can talk. No, we can.
Oh,
this is the this segment we can talk.
Okay.
What are the sanctions? Yes.
If you wear the armband, you'll be banned from the next two FIFA World Cups. That's a sanction.
That's the
sanction.
So
for real.
What we've done to Russia.
Shook us, but they are scared of gay people. Like.
Yeah, it's pretty hectic.
So did anyone put out a statement saying what exactly is it about the gays that's going to hurt them?
We're still waiting for that.
We don't know.
But there's a better chance of Qatar scoring a goal first. Then
does it affect the production of oil?
No, it doesn't.
Does it bring the value of gold?
No, it doesn't.
Nothing.
Yeah,
just a man kiss, man. Nothing happened.
Darren, freedom is not cool.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, it's freedom.
So that's the first thing that happened yesterday. And then fake news to everyone who said David Beckham won't be at the World Cup. David Beckham was in a lovely tuxedo yesterday watching England against Iran.
We don't know that it was a lovely tuxedo because no one who knows anything about tuxedos was willing to give comment on it because he has now been persona non grata status. He is no longer a brand ambassador for LGBTQ community. They've all unanimously rejected him. Bye, Beckham.
Really?
Bye, Beckham.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, which is okay. Sense. Fair enough. And then Iran refused to sing their national anthem before the game.
That's
this is still on the same day. Day two, by the way. We have 30 days to go. 30 more days. Okay.
This is the beauty of Kubulekaya. Yeah.
Can I make a statement on
yes,
that?
You know what it
so
was.
Because there was a young lady who the morality police in Iran had killed, right? And so the students of Iran, the youngsters of Iran are protesting the headscarf and the morality police and the dictatorial leadership in Iran.
Yeah.
And this is now 3 months going on and the regime has been brutal to these people. And so anyone who wants to speak out against this brutal regime does in their own way, like not mentioning, not singing the national anthem, or wearing an armband. Oh, wait, they obviously are brutal enough.
So we back Iran in this.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, backing Iran. Unfortunately, England were not fazed by Iran because they gave them 6-2.
Yeah.
So sorry for them.
Yeah.
And then the best thing that happened yesterday,
it's
a bunch of Liverpoolians
who
are looking for beer in Qatar. You can't find beer in Qatar because they're not selling any beer.
Well, not in public.
But they're looking for beer.
Yeah.
Sent them somewhere else and they took this video. Listen to this.
Yeah, last night we met one of the Sheikh's sons and he took us back to the palace and he showed us he had lions and everything.
Basically, we were obviously on a bit of a hunt for some beers and he was like, we saw beer. So we jumped into the back of his Toyota Land Cruiser, ended up at a big palace and we were in the back. He showed us his monkeys, his exotic birds.
And
did he find his bears?
We don't know.
Maybe he was asking for beers, and the guy was like, oh, we've got beers.
Yeah, that too.
lost in translation.
Yeah, but
it happens in every country.
But again, the search for beers in Qatar is real. You might find yourself in the Sheikh Palace chilling with lions. Yeah. And maybe we should post a video because the video actually is
a bizarre
situation
we are facing. Yeah.
Oh, have I said anything about the matches? No, is the World Cup.
All right. So there you go. I look forward to your next FIFA World Cup update.
I've never loved soccer more.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.